there are four orthodontic chairs for the orthodontist to use, and currently there's only one of them operational, meaning that the two full-time orthodontists are there currently, and also two visiting orthodontists, which come up on Thursday and Friday from Sligo, are not able to operate at full capacity. And as a result of that, many children are having their operations and their treatments cancelled on a weekly basis simply because they haven't the property resources and don't have the equipment there to allow the orthodontist to see as many people as it is possible for them to see. As a result of that now, we have over 260 children in this county waiting for treatments, many of those waiting more than 2 years at this stage.
Do we know how much it would cost to replace this equipment?
I'm not sure of the exact cost of a chair, but the simple fact of the matter is that if you have an orthodontist, they need a chair to be able to carry out the treatment. And when there's only one chair to go around and two orthodontists there most days, that means that you're simply wasting time and you're not operating at capacity. Totally unacceptable, and it reflects, unfortunately, the way our health service is being mismanaged and the way it's not being properly funded by the current government, and it's something that must be addressed. And it's the children who these orthodontists serve who are suffering because they've made them wait longer. And for example, I've met a number of people on the campaign trail over the last while where children have extreme problems with orthodontist problems. One, for example, was a tooth going down through the roof of their mouth and waiting 2 years to get that addressed. And now we see then the waiting lists have continued to increase and being cancelled simply because there's nothing managed properly and the facilities are not in place for the orthodontists to meet as many children as it is possible for them to do so.